We want you to be one of the cool kids. Or if you know a cool kid, we want you to nominate them. Here's what's going to happen on Saturday, this coming Saturday, October 20th. We're going to take our entire show on the road to Canobie Lake Park for Scream Fest. We're doing the show from 1 to 4.
Believe so, yes.
We're all going to be out there. We're going to ride the rides. And then when Scream Fest kicks in at 7.
6.
What did I say?
7.
7. Kicks in at 6.
Yep.
Sorry.
That's okay. The parade's at 7.
Yeah, parade's at 7. But they do the thing that starts at 6.
At 6.
Right,
yes.
Right,
exactly. That's when it kicks off, yeah.
So, and we'll be in it again this year. So we get our makeup done.
It's literally one of my favorite days of the year.
It really is. So how do we find cool kids? Well, that's where you have to do just a little bit of work. Go to mix1041.com and you can submit your story about a cool kid. I have a couple here that I'd like to share with you if you want to hear them.
I would love to hear
them. So you get a couple
of
examples. I got two great examples of cool kids and then one that we might need to call into question.
Go on.
Our son Matthew is one of those kids. He has a heart of gold. Sadly, a few years ago, he was the victim of a bullying attack at his school that had him taken out by ambulance. It was one of the scariest things we had ever dealt with. Instead of hiding, instead of running from issues and becoming mad or bitter, he did the opposite. He created a kindness club at his school. He came up with a presentation. He asked the vice principal to lead his club. He recruited others who felt as strong as he did in the anti-bullying programs and that they weren't doing enough and they needed to show more kindness. Matthew works hard. He's kind. Kicks butt at all things in life. He is especially amazing to his 2-year-old sister. They are BFFs. Thank you for considering Matthew for the cool kid and a day out. He deserves it.
Wow.
What a great thing to start. A kindness club.
That is so cool kids.
Right. That's exactly what we're looking for cool kids. Here's another one. It's a really good one. My 9-year-old daughter, Fiona, is such a cool kid. Although the youngest in our family, she at times seems to be the most mature. One of the nicest things she has done, it may seem small, but to our family, she asked us to all stop, hold hands, and do a group meditation. We were all arguing one day. She also loves to help out with preschoolers at her school. She reads to them. She helps them with shoes. She is an animal lover and has rescued animals. She inspires those who meet her by her calm and loving presence.
She is an angel.
Right?
Wow.
That is Fiona. Okay. Here's the one that might need a little work. Okay? So a cool kid is like somebody who does something in their community. Maybe they've overcome an illness. You know, they've gone above and beyond. Whatever that is. I don't want to try and put it into...
There's no pigeonholing.
Right.
Like, it's such a big, big concept.
Right. And this one doesn't quite make it, but I appreciate the effort. So he wrote on this one, and this is from the kid himself.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. He wrote, "My dad is hashtag Sean from Revere." Which is somebody we love. We do love Sean from Revere on the show.
We love him so much.
Yes. And he drops mic, apparently. But no.
Oh.
It goes on to say, "If that isn't good enough, I'm a supremely cool kid. I'm 7 years old. I'm smart. I'm funny. I'm handsome AF."
It was.
What? Mom?
And then in parentheses, it says, "I get all this awesomeness from my dad."
Oh, dear.
In addition to this, I am polite, respectful, and loving. This is all despite having a drug-addicted absentee mother and being homeless for a time. Ouch, gets pretty heavy in there. He says, I just try and do the best for my family, and at the end of the day, I'm a goofball who loves to have fun. So send me to Canobie Lake so I can have a family fun day with my dad and his new girlfriend.
I love how he put my new girlfriend in there, too.
His new girlfriend.
His dad's new girlfriend.
Yeah. So you think dad wrote this?
Yeah, I know he did.
I'm going to say yes.
It's got Sean from Revere all over it.
Oh, so the kid didn't write it.
I don't think so.
Oh.
No.
I
don't think a 7-year-old would say
that. We love Sean. Again.
I love
his
the comedic
sense of
approach.
Humor. Yes.
Hits you in a dark spot there for a minute.
He's a little bitter.
Right. I get it. You know.
But so anyway, we're down to the wire. So we need your cool kids here because it happens this Saturday.
Yeah. So the registration is going to wrap up Wednesday after the show.
Yeah.
So Wednesday at about 9 a.m. That is it. We're going to start pulling all the names. I think we're going to take, I think last year we took about 50. So I'm hoping to take even more than that this year. So go to mix1041.com. Mix1041.com. You'll see the cool kids thing on there. Click on it. Tell us a little story about the cool kid in your life. And then on Saturday, this Saturday, and he says, we're going to be having a great time riding all the rides. We're picking up the tab, too. And it's like we're going to give you, if you need 4 tickets, we'll give you 4 tickets. You know, we're just going to make it a fun, good
day. We're going to make it
work. Yeah. So mix1041.com. Sign up for cool kids.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.